Truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's. That's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening and welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, and today's date is November 20th, 2023. I have two more shows doing the National Intel Report today and next Monday, and then we are going to retire the National Intel Report. In John's memory, we'll continue on here. We'll all go back to our own shows, but there'll be a new host in this slot Monday through Friday, and I've been very honored and proud to be sitting in this chair for the last 2 years, taking over John's show for at least the Mondays, and it has been an honor and a privilege. It really has. I think all the hosts that have pulled their weight on this broadcast here for this slot Monday through Friday would be agreeable to what I just said there. We're all very honored and thankful for having the opportunity to walk in those shoes for a little while. So 2 years, and we will retire the show on December 4th. I'm solo tonight. My good friend Rob is en route to West Texas. Some ordeal down there. So told him to have safe travel, and we'll see him next week. I got a special show. I actually wanted to have a special show tonight, and my guest was already booked. But it's okay. That happens sometimes. I just didn't get there fast enough, and so she's not going to be with us, but she will be on my Sunday night shows from now on here and there, because I think she's just a valuable asset to the information when we're talking about smart meters and 5G. She's just a sharp, sharp lady. That would be Virginia Farver. So look forward to having her on the show again in the coming weeks. Couldn't get her tonight. Steve Starrs got her. Darn you, Steve. But nah, that's all right. Steve's a good friend of mine. So I'm all happy about this, that at least she's on the network and she's bringing the information, and may not be on my show, but it's on somebody else's show. And the point is getting the information out there, education. And that's what's always been my drive. My goal has always been to educate and to inform. And people like Virginia Farber and Orlin Kurla and many others I've brought on this network here to do a show just do that so well. Bring us the information. Make you think. You know, it's your decision, but make you think a little bit here. So I am solo tonight. I will tell you that I have a special show for you next Monday. I am going to tackle a subject matter that nobody on RBN has ever done before, ever. And I will give you one little hint. It's out of this world. All right, you think about that. It's out of this world. We're going to have a good time. I've got a good lecturer on this subject matter. I have worked with him before in the past in California, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be a hoot. It's going to be memorable. And like I said, a first time here on RBN. Looking forward to it. Next Monday, my out of this world broadcast. My last one for doing this show. Now, last night, I was, it was a good show last night. I really enjoyed it last night, even though I started the show with a frog in my throat. I told my wife, you know, you're not supposed to eat anything cream-based, and you're not supposed to drink milk anytime near a broadcast, because what happens? You get phlegmy, you get that big frog in your throat. And, well, you know, it's an hour before the show, Steve. Have a little soup. Have this cream of potato soup. Bad idea. Bad idea. And I resolved it pretty good. Thank God she came in with a little bit of water, but I resolved it. But I was talking about last night. Of course, we're in the holiday season here. We're just getting ready to start the holiday season, starting Friday, Black Friday. Black Friday. How come that's still illegal to say Black Friday and nobody's crying racism? Isn't that strange? We're saying Black Friday. And a white guy saying Black Friday, and somebody's going, what? What? You know, but nobody's really called that one out yet. So, well, it'll happen. It'll happen probably in our lifetime if we don't stop the wokeism and this idiotic political correctness. But it'll start Friday. And many stores have already started Black Friday the prior week because they need a cash flow. They need a cash flow. They are struggling. Their businesses are on life support, and they need a cash flow. And they need a halfway decent Christmas, which I don't think we're going to have. How many bad Christmas retail have we had in a row? About four or five in a row? At least. This is going to be a pitiful one. Pitiful. Pitiful. So last night's show, the question I asked last night was about Thanksgiving. Will your Thanksgiving, this Thanksgiving, be like past Thanksgivings? And, you know, the family dinner, or is it divided over politics and wokeism and liberal views that target your conservative views? I'm just kind of curious where you guys stand on this issue. Be nice if you could just put it all away and sit down at the table, but you know, liberals can't do that, can they? Liberals can't sit down at the table with a conservative and say, you know what, we differ on many, many subjects, but we're going to sit down and have a nice dinner, and we're not going to talk politics. But no, they bring it everywhere they go because they figure they can kind of hold your feet over the coals and get you to go their ways because you want to bring family together. Well, let me tell you something. Sometimes family should not be together. There are family members out there that don't mix well, probably haven't for a long time, even before COVID coming along and before the politics of Hillary versus Bill Clinton or Obama, probably had problems in that family dynamics far before those issues ever arose and came about, my guess. But now we've got a different situation here. We've got the COVID. We got the shot. I call it a shot. I don't want to call it a vaccine. If I do call it a vaccine, I'll have to call it a pseudo vaccine because it is a false vaccine. It is not a vaccine. But then, you know, the politics, Donald Trump. Oh, he's a mean, orange-haired man. He's a terrible man. And it's everything is gone political, and you just can't sit down and just relax with some people and family and have a nice dinner. And something's always got to be thrown out there, and it's usually the liberal side's the most loudest. They're loud just like they are in Washington with burning down buildings, Antifa, and Black Lives Matter. The squeaky wheel gets the grease, and the liberals always know they can do this, and they do it. They do it quite well. They're the biggest frickin' whiners I've ever heard in my life. They're just a bunch of whiners. They have no solutions to any problems. They just like to whine and complain and think their way is the right way. But then if you ask them to explain how their way is the right way, they can't do it. It's just based on emotion. It's just a gut feeling. I'm right and you're wrong. Well, I'm a fact-based kind of guy. You know, the facts, the figures. Show me how your commentary here is a good thing. Shit, just prove it to me. I'm sitting there listening. I'm not going to criticize you. I will listen, and then I will make a comment. But no, that's challenging. You can't. They don't like to be challenged. No, they just don't want to be challenged. And so you know that they don't have a good argument. It's an emotional-based argument, and you will never, ever, ever, ever win an emotional-based argument. Flat out, I swear you won't. You know. You may on liberals, but if you're debating a conservative or an independent, you'll never win your case, and that's where I stand with that. So the question is, you know, what's your Thanksgiving? What you guys got planned out there? This is a call listener show, and I'd like to know what you guys are doing. I'm staying home. I'm not going to participate in Black Friday. I'm not going to waste my time and running through stores and pushing people out of the way and being rude and obnoxious to buy anything. We've always made agreement the last couple of years. I don't need anything. You need anything? No, I don't need anything either. So we're not going to go through the traditional, you have to buy somebody and there's have to be things under the tree. If I need something, I buy it. I buy it. If I need it, it's necessary, I buy it. I don't wait for Christmas and hope I can get it for Christmas. We simply buy it. So we don't, our purchasing doesn't buy into the whole Christmas retail sales thing here. They can't use us to say, oh, look at good sales. I don't buy my things in the season of Christmas. Doesn't help their numbers at all. They actually hate me probably for that. But I want to say that I am very thankful for you, the listener. I sincerely mean that. I get emails all the time, and I do mean that the listening audience is keeping us afloat. We are moving on in John's memory to keep this network going. And I am very thankful for you and your commitment to RBN. I really am. And your willingness to discuss the issues, the real issues, and your honest opinions. I love it. You guys are honest, you know? And I may agree with you and I may disagree with you, but I will disagree with you with respect. And if JR in Georgia is out there listening to me tonight, JR, no hard feelings. I have no animosity, no hatred towards you. You've been a great caller calling in for the last couple of years. We disagree on one issue. Doesn't mean you trash everything and throw it out, you know, the baby with the bathwater here. But, you know, no hard feelings. You haven't called in a while, and maybe you don't want to. Maybe you just don't want to be, you know, calling anymore. I guess that's your right, your prerogative. But I want you to know there's no hard feelings on my end at all. We just disagree. There's not a problem with that. I mean, if we all agreed on everything, what a boring life that would be. If everybody agreed, if we all were like Ed McMahon and just the person in charge, we just agreed with everything that person said, wouldn't that be boring? I never did care for Ed McMahon on The Tonight Show. I love Johnny Carson, but, you know, the laughing, didn't care too much for Ed McMahon, you know. You could have made some rude, crude comment, and Ed McMahon would shake his head, yeah, ha ha. I don't like people who agree with me on everything anyway. So it makes life kind of boring if somebody always agrees with you. And I'm not always right anyway. So, you know, and I own up to that if I'm not right. Hey, I eat some crow. I've eaten plenty of crow over the years, and there's nothing wrong with that. It goes with the territory. But when I'm right, I'm right. I'll say that much for much. So again, what are you thankful for this year? Will this year be different for you than past years? I'm just curious. I saw on CNN today, it was just actually a clip. I wasn't watching CNN. I don't do that. It was a clip being played on Real America's Voice today. And they pulled a clip from MSNBC. They were pulling in these faux pas from these different fake news medias. And there was actually a speaker on CNN today that was ballsy enough to say that we should actually get rid of or end Thanksgiving traditional dinners and stuff like that. We should just end it. Take it off the calendar. It's done. It's over with. It's racist and it's cruel. It's racist and it's cruel. Cruel to the turkey? I don't know. Probably the same idiot that doesn't want you to eat a cow or eat chickens and other protein, meat proteins. But no, he thinks it's racist. It's cruel, and this tradition should end. Crazy, crazy stuff here. There was another caller last night, and I can't remember the name offhand. I'd have to look back at my notes. But he made an interesting comment about how long it would take to count to 1 trillion. And in reference to the monetary debt that we have in this country, which is, I think now I heard Steve Bannon talking today, it's 33.4 trillion. What does that make a big difference? We were 33 trillion, now we're 33.4 trillion. I do think that's an underestimate of really where we are. Like I said last night, multiply that times 2 or 3, and that's probably what you've got. I wonder if Washington were really, really honest, if they came out and told Americans, well, the actual national debt is, it's not $33 trillion. It's $40 trillion, or it's $50 trillion. Would they be outraged? Would they be calling for massive spending cuts if the government were really honest and told them the truth? Would they really? Does it really matter when you're at $33.8 trillion to $40 trillion or $50 trillion? I mean, at this point, it's just money. It's just a number. But when the caller called and said, try counting from $1 to $1 trillion and see how long it takes you to get there. And I asked him to do that. And I said, well, we'll find out how far you got next Sunday. And got a good laugh out of that. But the point being is that we've all become desensitized to the numbers, and the politicians are surely desensitized on numbers. They don't give a crap about the numbers. A trillion, 40 trillion, I don't care, big deal, 50 trillion. And it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't sink in. It doesn't sink in. They've all been desensitized. They don't understand it. But if you had to count to $1 trillion, then you probably would understand, wow, that takes a long time. And there's no goal by any party per se. There's no goal from the Democrats or the Republicans to even think about paying down the debt. They don't care. That's why they don't care. They can keep adding more debt to the national debt because they know there's no effort being made to do any spending cuts to bring it down. It's impossible. It's the impossible. It can't be done. So why bother talking about it? Why bother telling people we're going to bring down the national debt, we're going to start paying it down? It's not going to happen. They've already got the new currency in line. You don't worry about trying to spend down the debt when you have your replacement ready to go. It's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous comment to even talk about paying down the national debt. They want their digital currency. They're going to get their digital currency, and their digital currency is going to be toxic. Toxic, more so toxic than the fiat currency that we have in our wallets and our purses. Far more toxic. It's going to control us if we allow it. How do we opt out of this thing? That's a good question. That's a dang good question. I know people say invest in gold and silver and these things like that. Like they did in the old West. You came in and you put your little gold dust, and they had a little weigher there, and little, they would measure out and weigh your gold and tell you it's worth this much, and you can buy all your supplies. I don't know how they're going to do any kind of deals. How are you going to do anything with silver and gold when, you know, I'm looking back, educate me if I'm wrong, but I don't know how I go into the grocery store unless I put the gold in their possession in a digital currency that allow them to deduct money from my digital account to pay for my groceries using the gold-based currency that I now use. I don't know. It still falls under digital currency, which means they still have control. Who owns and who can hold the gold actually owns the gold. I know they say 9/10 of the law is possession. So I don't have the gold in my hands. It's in an account in some kind of bank. It's a digital currency bank, and they have control of it, which means they have control of you. They can deduct money out of that account saying, Steve, you didn't take your shots. You're due for number 5 booster, Steve. You didn't get your booster? We'll give you one more warning if you don't get it and you don't turn in your little card or some digital printout that you've taken all your boosters and your shots, we'll deduct $1,000 every time. I mean, this could be used for a lot of evil things, this digital currency, this digital control over our monetary system. So many things that you will be holding to these people to obey the rules or start looking at your account saying, well, I got a deduction here. Somebody took some more money out of my account here. There's more money gone there. And that's where we go with that. So, you know, I don't know. It's, you know, with the national debt, if the government were really honest and told us what the national debt was, then they'd be beholden to be honest with us all the time. And that's really not their modus operandi. They've got a long list of lies. And when you tell a lie, anybody knows who tells a lie, you have to tell another lie to cover that lie and another lie to cover that lie. The lies get deep. They get very long in a pattern of lies, and you really can't come back and tell the truth without being so shamed and then having everything you've ever talked about to be questioned again. And then people start to go back and said, well, you said this a while back, and now I have to go back and verify, is that true or is that not true? So the pattern of lies has to continue, I guess. Your calls, 512-248-8252. This is your night. Let's hear from you.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less valuable its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar, has tanked. It's worth nothing. And the gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
As promised, last night I stayed over after my show, and I went on my website, there on my website, my email, and I got a quick response on people who wanted my health protocols for upper respiratory infections and prevention and treatment. And I went right to work and sent those out. I think I sent nine different people the protocols, and I'm still happy to do that. We are coming in the season here of excessive use of alcohol, consuming way too much sugar, processed foods, being stressful. The Christmas season brings on stress. We're not exercising. We're not getting enough vitamin D sunshine. There's a lot of things that will increase your likelihood of being sick this winter if you don't take care of yourself. Definitely have to sleep enough. You have to have adequate rest. But if you follow these protocols, suggestions of those things right there, then you probably really won't need these things. But these protocols are nice to have on hand anyway, just in case for some reason your body's a little worn down and you pick up an upper respiratory infection. These things will work well for you. I've been following these things for the last couple of years. I wish I'd discovered this 20 years ago. I am one that had lots of sinus infections and upper respiratory infections. I was the kid with bronchitis all the time because it always dropped into my chest. And I learned over the last couple of years, did some investigation and research, and found things that will dislodge and make sure that I don't allow it, the infection, to drop into my chest, and therefore I never get the respiratory problems anymore. No more bronchitis, nothing. It's really kind of nice, and it's something easy and simple that you can do yourself. But if you contact me at my email, it's offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. I'd be happy to send those over to you, 9 of them. And I will stick around tonight after the show and do a little bit of that. There's a show on TV. I don't watch a lot of TV. If I watch TV, of course, it's a little bit Newsmax and Real America's Voice because I got to get some news. Not that I always agree with everything they say, but they also bring out the lies of the mainstream media with clips and stuff. It's always nice to see what those guys are doing too, so I can come back and say, well, here's the real truth. Or at least make you think about it. But in between that and watching maybe Tennis Channel, because I love tennis, used to be a player, and that's all over now. Tennis season ended with the Nito World Finals. It's all over. Novak Djokovic won, world number one, and he won the tournament round robin, and he has a nice paycheck coming. So till next season, which is starting in December sometime, and I'm just going to be focusing on news and articles and other things, but there's a show one night. I must have been really bored. I turned the TV on. I'm flipping around. I've watched it before. Haven't watched it in years. I think they had 8 or 9 seasons of it. But it's called Storage Wars. And the reason why I'm going to bring it up is because the unrealistic expectations of these people that go to these storage lockers. And, you know, they think they're going to buy a storage locker and become very, very wealthy, find some hidden riches and gold and everything else. We're going to get rich. We're going to get rich. You know, they all own storage units, storage thrift stores. So they take all this stuff out of this locker. They go through it and they itemize it up, how much it's worth. And this week they were going to, it's probably an old show, they were going to Huntington Beach, California. And it was automatically off the bat, these 5 or 6 paid actors that they have, who all have very odd, unique personalities, either innate or real, made up, or made up just for the show. But they're very different kind of people. But they have this gold in their eyes, you know, we're going to Huntington Beach, California, we're going to make so much money on the storage lockers. With this idea that rich people have storage lockers and skip out on paying their storage locker fees. Now, I don't know if you know how this works. If you pay your storage fees on time, it's okay. If you don't, they tack on some kind of fee, penalty fee, and they give you like 3 attempts. If you miss 3 months in a row, your locker is taken away. They probably put another lock on it so you can't get in. But and then it goes to Storage Wars, basically, to be auctioned off all the contents. They open up they cut the lock off. You get to poke your head in a little bit, see what's in there, and it's all a big gamble. You don't know what's in there. There could be something good in there. Could it be not something good in there? A bunch of crap in there. But we found out after a disgruntled employee that this thing is staged. They put some things in lockers to make it look interesting, because who in the heck wants to watch TV and see old dirty mattresses and old linens and dirty clothes? Because that's what's pretty much left behind in storage units. That's a fact. Anybody has anything of value in a storage unit, if they start to get behind, what they do is, you know what, I'm going to go grab the goodies out of there, and then I'll let it go, and they can have it. I don't care. They can pay for the cleanup also, and that's usually what happens. So this idea that Huntington Beach was a gold mine, we're going to go there, and rich people with big houses and driving Ferraris and nice cars would somehow not pay their storage fee for a couple months and have their storage lockers taken away and sold at auction, and there'd be all kinds of riches and gems in there. Nobody with wealth puts valuables in a storage unit, not at Huntington Beach. No, they have them in their house. The wealthy items are in their house. They have surveillance cameras. They have the best of burglar alarms. They got the best of everything. Probably even have some guard dogs on the property to make sure you can't climb over the fence steal something. But I'm getting to the point of this is funny, because this Storage Wars, these people represent how government thinks.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was quickie koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, I don't know.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Stick with me on the story here about storage wars, because there is a tie into government thinking. And so you get these 5 or 6 or 7 individuals, they're actors and actresses that are on this program. They have the cameras in their car. They're recording their conversations. We're on our way to the auction. We're going to make a lot of money. And it's so voyeuristic. I hate this. This is reality TV. I hate it. It makes you feel like a peeper, you know. So they all get to the destination, the storage locker. They cut the locks off, and these fools, these bidders, all believe they're going to make a fortune off these storage lockers. And what they end up doing is they bid way over what they should bid. They go beyond their means of monetary means. They go way beyond the should. I mean, lockers used to go pretty cheap. I remember people doing this. And you can go in and buy a locker for $200, and you come out with, yeah, maybe a lot of, you know, some money, decent. I mean, at least 3 or 4 times worth what you paid for, and that's probably the goal, maybe 5 times as much. That's a winning locker. But now what this show has done is basically put people who are in this business of buying storage lockers paying way more than they should actually pay for the locker. So this one individual, they open up the locker, they open it up, and you see nothing but boxes in shrink wrap paper. And it's to the ceiling and it's to the front of the door. And you have no idea what's in there. There's nothing written on the boxes. No idea. And they start bidding on it. And the bid gets up to $775, and the guy wins the bid. So when he comes back later on, he starts, he's got the gold in his eyes. We're going to see what I got here. I got treasures. I know I've got something here. And I got a call coming. Let me finish the story first, and I'll take the call. So he starts unwrapping everything, the boxes and the shrink wrap. And what he finds is that he's got these plastic doodads and these metal doodads, and they have no idea what they are. What is this? I don't know. What is this? And so he starts looking at the locker, and the locker is entirely full of all this stuff. He realizes he just got screwed for $775 on stuff. They don't know what it is. I can't tell what it is. It's pieces of this and that. Who knows? So he starts to rethink this a little bit. He starts to say, well, as far as scrap goes and metal and plastic, he starts to itemize this stuff that is worthless. He starts to itemize it. And what he does is, just like government, he values the recyclables well beyond the value of recycles will go and beyond the $775 that he paid for the locker. To save face and not be shamed, he starts to add up all the stuff, and he starts to come up with, I'm at $1,500. I did pretty good for this locker. And we're talking about plastic doodads and little metal doodads. We have no idea what they are. And he's already valued it over the $775 that he paid for the locker. Now, he's either using Common Core math, as the government does often, but he's telling the audience, you know, this is a good locker. I made money. You didn't make good money. You can't bring any of this stuff to your thrift store and sell any of this stuff, and I guarantee you the salvage yard recycling center is not going to give you anything what you think you're going to get. Nothing. So it's a money loser, okay? You lost $775 on a bad locker, okay? This is the same kind of method of accounting that the government uses, this moron, unbelievable Common Core accounting. And then they boast, that we're doing well. The economy is doing well. But do you see it? Do you see it? You know, all the way from unemployment numbers to jobs created to inflation to Wall Street numbers to everything that has a number is always made out to be better than it really is. And so why are we to believe anything coming out of the government's mouth? They cannot tell the truth. I just thought it was funny. And this happens over and over again. People buying lockers and they're paying way too much, and they get home and it's mattresses, it's crap. And so they actually started putting some valuables in there, and it was staged and all scripted. And like I said, the whistle was blown on that. But for the most part, smart people do not let valuables stay in their locker and skip out on the rent and think they're going to keep their lockers. They clean out the locker of the wealthy items, and then they walk away from it. That's how it really works out. So, again, pie in the sky. These people think they're all going to be rich and find something special in these lockers, but it's all scripted. All right, I got to the phones. Our first caller tonight, Matthew in Louisiana. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Steve?
I'm good.
Okay, and thinking about reality TV, I said this extemporaneously a couple of years ago at a local bar, but I kind of like penned down like the main tenets of it, and I call it the banker's screenplay. So I haven't had a television since 2008 when I discovered RBN. I put my television to the curb for a less fortunate family, and it was gone in 15 minutes. So I call this the banker's screenplay. It began in like the 2008, around 2007, 2008, with all these real estate shows. You know, they had the beautiful real estate agents. They'd have gay interior decorators that would show you, you know, the color schemes. Okay, and then various investments, scheme shows, Shark Tank. Then I'm going to jump forward, The Apprentice, all right?
Yeah.
And then there began foreclosure shows. I know that because I was in selling foreclosures at that time. Then as people got foreclosed upon, then started the pawn shows, like Pawn Stars or Hardcore Pawn. That's a good one, huh? Okay. Then people, you know, panicking because they got the foreclosure notice. They put their very few items into a storage, their very few remaining movables into a storage unit. And when they finally lost their job, they ceased paying for the unit and then entered the screenplay Storage Wars, which you were just talking about, you know? It's like a cattle auction for, you know, for the last remaining items of misfortune people. And then at the very end of the screenplay, the last act is, you know, by now or by then, it's Naked and Afraid, okay? Mm-hmm. Naked and Afraid was when they dropped you on an island naked with, like, two tools. And, you know, you had to catch a snake and eat a snake.
And they always put ugly people with ugly bodies on those islands to do the Naked and Afraid. I object to this.
I mean, you know, and then
can't you get us some of those Baywatch girls and drop her on the island naked? I could go with that, you know.
No one would believe it, you know, but Naked and Afraid. So basically we go from buying, overpriced houses to... you know, to Shark Tank and The Apprentice, and then to Hardcore Pawn and Pawn Stars, and then the Storage Wars, and then we all end up collectively naked and afraid. You know, this is the last John Stadtmiller show, correct?
It's not for me. I have one more. I have one more next Monday.
Oh, one more next Monday. Okay. Well, fantastic, and good luck, and thank you for.
Before you leave here, you made some great points there, and I agree with that progression, how these things all come along. So I remember watching the movie The Big Short. Did you see the movie The Big Short?
I saw part of it, yeah.
Okay, well, it's about the housing foreclosures, and that's exactly basically betting against the foreclosures and the banks and everything. And it was interesting because I think Storage Wars must have started soon after or around the same time as that movie, The Big Short. I'm pretty sure it did.
Yeah. Right after 2008, I believe.
Yeah. So that will make perfect sense. You're right. The progression of what we see on TV. And there probably was some money to be made because everybody had to get out of their houses. They had to go to small apartments, and they had so much furniture and everything you can think of. And they took what they needed and they put it in storage. But then if you lose your job, storage locker goes delinquent in arrears and you're in trouble. And then maybe there was a couple years where you could really cash in big on people's misfortunes. And I think that's terrible. I think that's really terrible. But
that's what the Banker's Screenplay is all about, you know?
Yeah.
I played Monopoly once when my daughter was young. And I saw her turn from a sweet little child into a money-hungry vampire. And, I mean, literally, I refuse to ever play the game Monopoly again. It brings out the worst in all humans. You know, all these things are foreshadowed and calculated.
Yeah.
You know, all the TV shows, the reality TV shows.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
but what
I
love is that we at the end of the road, no, it's not a pot of gold. You're naked and afraid. You know?
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy. I saw that too, and I thought that's the nuttiest thing. Naked and afraid.
Right. Well, when you think about it, at the end of the rainbow, we actually know now what's at the end of the rainbow. So we're going to avoid the end of the rainbow, right?
Yeah, there you go. There you go. You know, if you want to avoid playing Monopoly with your daughter because of the money and the greed thing gets too much ingrained, try Chutes and Ladders. Remember that one? Chutes and Ladders?
Yeah, I do. I do.
It was a great game.
Or was it Snakes and Ladders? I'm trying to think.
Yeah. Love that game. Matthew, I thank you for your call. Thank you very much. Hey, have a happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, you as well, okay? Bye-bye.
We'll do. Well, so brain deficit, brain dead deficit Biden meets up with China's president, Xi Jinping. It's hard to say that. Dang. In San Francisco last Wednesday. And what was going to be accomplished? After you insult the man and continually insult the man, calling him dictator, 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 what do you think you're going to accomplish in this summit where you're supposed to be repairing or working on relationship between the two countries? What do you think you might accomplish if you start calling people names? And I say this about Joe Biden, the stupidity of him calling China's president a dictator. Not a nice thing to say. You may think it. Again, does it have to come out of your mouth? Does it have to come off your lips to actually say it? Not a good idea. It's like children sometimes. They don't think. They just say it. And then you always say, oh, geez, that's my kid. Stupid thing they just said. Makes me look bad. But he's an adult. He should know better. But he's not all there. He's got serious deficits, brain deficits, no doubt about it. Cognition problems. He's got everything wrong with him, which is why it's funny they're still grasping on to the likelihood that this guy may make it to 2024 and get a second term as president. I just don't see it. I think they're going to have to switch at some point in time to find somebody else. But you know, you bet, you know, San Francisco was a beautiful place. Oh, good. 10, 20 years ago. And I've only been gone for 6 years. Seven, eight? 8 years. Seven? No, no. 6 years. Sorry. 6 years from California. And I remember going to San Francisco with my wife and Chinatown, how much fun it was. And it was just beautiful, beautiful. And now we know these cities like San Francisco, Oakland, and L.A., other cities, are nothing more than huge homeless camps under bridges. I even saw it in Santa Rosa, which wasn't there when I moved there in 2007. By the time I left there, under every bridge on the Highway 101 had just tents everywhere. It was just homeless villages all on the river, the Russian River. It's terrible. It's terrible. I can't believe that happened in those few years it actually happened. The numbers of homeless would increase, and drug abuse and crime and everything else. And the city that I really liked, Santa Rosa, I thought it was a nice place to stop. I thought, we'll stop here and we'll get a house here. We'll live here. And I had no idea that 9 years later, I'd say I'm throwing in the towel. It's going to hell in a handbasket. Illegals are coming here. They're getting more rights than I have. I'm going to have to pay more in taxes for these people. Not a good deal for me. Better get the house up for sale and get the heck out of here. Best decision I ever made. But you got to admit, you know, seeing is believing. And I don't think they really want you to see these cities of poverty. So they send people in and to do a big cleanup before Joe Biden gets there. I bet they had Gavin Newsom on the phone and said, hey, get your pooper scooper team out there 24/7. I want these sidewalks all cleaned up before Biden arrives. Get that feces off the sidewalk and spray them down with the big fire hoses. And because, you know, Biden would come there and, you know, imagine Biden would come there and he would just not think. And he would blurt out something. And he'd say, gee, seeing all the feces, he'd probably say, what a shithole city this is. Oops. Did I say something wrong? You know, Donald Trump says that and they go after Donald Trump. But if Biden said it, it would be OK. It's OK. Biden can say those kind of things. Only if you're Trump can you be scrutinized and be attacked by the mainstream media. But the orange haired bad man just insulted you Californians. Yes, he's a bad man. Well, Biden had his summit, not to really have too much to say about it, accomplishments. What's two things that I saw was they agreed that there's a fentanyl problem coming into this country, and they would work with law enforcement to try to stop that export of dangerous, deadly fentanyl into our country. But that's not going to work. Too much money to be made on this. Too much money made in kickbacks. So now that's a pie-in-the-sky idea. It's not going to happen. And they actually wanted to combine work together with their militaries. Not going to happen either. It's not going to happen. There's a clear threat. China is going to probably at some point in time move in on Taiwan when the United States is basically has their hands tied. Nothing they can do. You're involved in a war. You're helping Israel against Hamas. And you're funding Ukraine against Russia. And you have very little left in oil reserves, strategic oil reserves. And you've spent all your money. You have nothing left. You can keep printing the printing presses, running those printing presses. But all you do is devalue the dollar more so and bring out higher inflation where people say, I can't buy, I can't buy. Now your tax revenue has gone down. You can't get more money from taxes. So you're in trouble. You're SOL, as I say. So that's not going to happen either. And that'd be perfect timing, I guess, for China to say, hey, let's move on Taiwan now. Let's go take it. It's ours. We win. We lose. We lose. Amazing. So that's pretty much what that whole meeting, nothing to really beat your chest about. We still hate China, but we still like their cheap goods. But we hate them. And he's still a dictator. 512-248-8252. It's a silent night out there. Come on. Let's hear from you.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
To change the world, start with one step. However small, first step is hardest of all. Once you get your gait, you may walk in tall.
So not much was accomplished between Joe Biden and the president of China in San Francisco on Wednesday. You know, he got off the plane, and I was thinking, ah, it's hot and sweaty. I need to clean up a little bit. Do you guys have any bathhouses? No, Joe, those closed up in the 80s. A little thing called AIDS. Bathhouses closed up, and but we do have ice cream. We have lots of ice cream. That's great, because pretty much nothing was going to happen here. There's no positive things to say about this meeting between two. I'm actually surprised that the Chinese president even showed up. There was nothing to gain by coming here. I have no idea why he would show up, being called dictator and insulted. And there's no reason to come, but he came. Another reason why, I don't know. Yesterday I was talking about, last night I was talking about, you know, we have a new speaker now, and Mike Johnson, and you always got to trust Johnson. Mike Johnson replacing Kevin McCarthy, and I was thinking, when are we going to resume the Joe Biden impeachment inquiries, the investigation? When's that going to start again? Well, it appears that it is in place. It's still continuing on, not much talked about, but they are doing their investigation, and we'll see what happens in the future here, if this stalls or it actually gains momentum. But you might say there's plenty of a trail. There's a trail of red ink on this one here that sharpens the focus on millions and millions of dollars in loans to the Biden family. And I started thinking about that. I started seeing this pattern of, you know, these checks they started showing us, loan repayment. So why are the Biden members of the Biden family getting loans for what? Loans for what? You know, you can't just be getting money for nothing. Or there's got to be something. There's got to be some kind of trade or something, or your building or something. I don't know. What's the loan for? So what I suspect is going to happen is that the lenders are going to write off this debt owed back to the lender. So these money that was given to the Biden family members is really not a loan. It was buying something, buying influence, but you can't say that. It's not tangible. You can't buy the influence tangible. You buy influence and policy making and a lot of other things, but you can't. It's nothing tangible you can touch. So the lender basically covers Biden's rear end by saying, oh, we're just going to write off the loan. But nobody's asking what the loan was for. It's a clever little scam. Clever little scam. The loan repayment scam. Yeah, ask the Bidens. What's that loan for? Millions. Like I said, they were caught. The red ink, they were caught red-handed by that red ink and that trail of loan repayment and loans. Quite a clever little scam there. 512-248-8252. Our newly released tapes on January 6th raises questions as the Supreme Court prepares to hear their first riot cases. This is damaging stuff. They were released last week, and it clearly shows that the narrative of Chuck Schumer and the rest of the Pelosi and those criminals is crumbling. It's falling all apart. Stay tuned. Second hour coming up.
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.